May 22nd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, when you follow willingly the path I am leading you upon, you are stronger physically, spiritually, and emotionally. I never lead a soul to destruction. I am your advocate, no matter the problems many situations present. Therefore, understand the necessity of your trust. I am your strength. Beneath all of the commotion of this virus, understand it is Satan's attempt to lead all people and all nations into a one-world order. He will use humanitarian reasons to unite people in what will be eventually the entrance of the Antichrist. Look at what is taking place in the name of good health. Churches have closed. Abortions have become an even more popular way of maintaining good health. The senior population is the target of this life-threatening virus. This is all Satan's plan of creating a dependency upon governments and not me, the creator of all good. Pay attention as to how you are being led. Follow good, not evil. Trust in me. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 14. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.